Coach Cosmic Peters, John A. Logan Basketball. It's been a moment. How have you been, Coach?
Fine. Just like everybody else, every day is a new day, trying to figure some things out. But, mainly just concentrating on our guys, mentally, making sure academically they're where they need to be. There's just, a lot of moving parts with what's going on in society right now. And I think a lot of the things that, we could easily overlook on a daily basis are now the most important things. So we're really trying to focus on that and making sure our guys are as healthy as possible mentally and physically.
How has practice been for you guys? What kind of guidelines have you had? Because talking with basketball coaches at the high school level, they have very strict guidelines, but when you move up to the next level, I imagine it's a little different.
It has been, and I'm not quite sure. I've talked to several high school coaches, and it depends really just what area you're in, whether you're in Illinois or you're somewhere else. Okay. But we're very precautious regardless of guidelines. We want our guys to feel safe. We want them to understand the importance of this and of doing their part. But obviously they're excited. I mean, you're talking about a group of young men that had their season cut short last year and, being able to probably not do as much as they wanted to across the summer and even in the fall. But it's great to see some smiles on some faces when they're, on the side with their masks down at times. But, for the most part, I think they're just excited to be actually back on the floor with a basketball in their hand.
You've got your schedule released now, 21 games for the regular season. It's got to be nice to be able to finally say, we've got a date and this is when it's going to happen. Three Rivers coming up January 28th. We got to be prepared, guys. It'd be nice to actually be able to say that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. And I think when you kind of have the ability to visually see a goal of where, that finish line is going to kind of be for them to get through. I mean, because, hey, we've talked about it. Like right now is equivalent in our regular season, our normal year. Right now it'd be equivalent towards the end of July. Yeah. So what would we be doing in a regular year? And, most of the time we'd be giving the guys off. But, we have hopefully some exhibition games that we can maybe get in, some close scrimmages that are possibilities, inter-squad things. So we've really had to be very resilient this year and trying to be more innovative than we have in the past of, understand this could be the longest year in, college basketball history. Yeah. And what are we going to be able to do to keep them excited and keep them motivated?
Those scrimmages that you mentioned that hopefully you can get in, what are you going to be working on, trying, because I imagine it's totally different than a normal scrimmage. What do you have to work on in those games? Because you look at, you had a large sophomore class last year, you got a large freshman class this year, and then just dealing with the circumstances.
Yeah, and the most important part, once again, we keep stressing, is just, for the young men to understand, how important it is to prepare and approach it, from a health standpoint the right way. But I know they're excited to play against somebody else. I know as they all should be. And talking to Division I coaches and, D2 coaches, we're all kind of in the same boat here. It's just been such a long process. But, you still want to find growth. You still want to see progress and getting better. We've been able to do several things that I think for the time period that these guys have had off, we've been able to work with skill. It's been a blessing. We've been able to do a lot more individual stuff than team stuff. And this is what a lot of these guys need, was just improving passing, dribbling, shooting. That's, with the way the workouts were designed of smaller groups and, not really as much, competition by means that you've allowed players to develop those areas that needed it. So, from that standpoint, it's been great. And when we get to the scrimmage side of it, when it finally gets here, if it ever happens, we'll kind of tackle it then. But we've had to be very good at making quick decisions, and changing decisions the day over, the day before.
I know a lot of fans are going to ask, what are the policies for you guys? Are you going to be able to let fans in? Obviously, the scrimmages, it's going to be kind of a case-by-case basis. But when you get into the bulk of next season, if we don't have a vaccine, if there's restrictions at the state level, what is John A. Logan looking at trying to do?
I mean, we obviously want people to be able to enjoy it. We're very fortunate to have a great board, a great administration, a great athletic director, and health is, the utmost importance. And there's no doubt if we even get to have scrimmages, they'll be closed, to the right public. But, we have a great streaming service that's been in play for a long time that, the famous John LeBlanc has been able to put in play, and we'd be able to use it and utilize that. But there's so much time between now and the start of the season. We're not making any promises. We're not closing any doors. We're just looking at a lot of different avenues. I mean, we still have 100 days before our first game, which is crazy to think about. But there's a lot of time between now and then for things to, be more positive or maybe remain the same. So We're obviously optimistic about it. We'd love for people to be there. And I think this is a heck of a group. And I think people are excited because they want to watch them in person. And, it's going to be a lot of fun this year. I think with or without fans, we would really hope that it would allow people to enjoy what this team is going to bring to the table.
What sort of break are you going to have when you do get to that point? Because usually you have that Christmas break there. That's about, 3 weeks or so. Is that going to be different because you won't be playing a game, an official game, until January, the end of it?
Well, it's, we usually give our guys over Christmas, we'd usually give them about 8 days or so, 8-9 days. And we would like it to be about the same, but in theory it won't be. We're not playing until January 22nd now. Right. We're not when we come back. And we're going to try to be in as good a shape as possible when we leave. But, we plan on the guys probably having a little bit longer of a break, probably be a little bit closer to an extended 2 weeks, a little bit longer than that. But like I said, things change. So we're kind of, we got a long-term plan, but as we found, as it gets closer, that short-term plan constantly seems to be evolving and changing. So been very proud of our guys, how resilient that they've been with the changes that are having to be made last second. And they've done a really, I think it just speaks for their character. They've done a really good job of not complaining, not whining, but just, like I said, it just kind of tells me of how special this group is, but not only how special they are, but just how excited they are to be able to just be on the floor and doing, what they enjoy doing and playing basketball.
Now, you lost TJ Cox over the offseason, but you placed him with, I think a lot of people would view as a good replacement for the staff here in Southern Illinois. John Clancy, he comes back after a year at Trident. I know you had a good relationship with him when he was at SIU. Just what a good addition.
We couldn't have hit a better home run, and I was very fortunate to be able to be in the area and watch Tyler play, who's with us as well. And I always took very close observation to the fact of how Coach Clancy treated players, how he related to players. I think that's so much one of the most underrated things in coaches is how are you as a person? How do you treat people? How do you communicate with people? And he was obviously very, very good at that with a relationship with those kids. And I think, basketball aside, just being a good person and helping other people and willing to help other people, John brings, all those qualities of what I think represents our program, let alone the basketball IQ, the ability to recruit. Our guys from day one just immediately I think fell in love with his energy and what he brings. He brings, I think, a very good, maturity to him and professionalism that, we can definitely use and always have more of. So the dynamic of him, the way he was able to walk into with Coach Jones and Tyler and Marcus was very impressive in walking in here and not trying to take over, but to blend and then bring in your ideas. So yeah, we obviously did as good as you can possibly do and just glad he was able to, be here with us this coming season.
Marcus also, he's becoming kind of a fixture here in the high school realm a bit for travel because he's helping the Illinois Bears, and you're in that way kind of also getting to know the kids that are going to be coming to the college realm in a year or two, but he's doing great as a coach in that aspect as well.
He is. I mean, one of the best people you'll ever be around with the biggest hearts, but knows the game extremely well. I mean, shoot, he spent 5 years with Mac Irvin Fire, 4 years, with Simeon. I mean, shoot, he's been around more pros than most coaches for, that coach for 30 years and then guys at that level. But, once again, it's his approach and the way he does things, the way he treats people, I think that makes him such a great fit for us. And it's awesome the fact that he's getting a lot of his training and a lot of his, I think, knowledge from being able to be around, the summer scene of coaching AAU basketball and being with the Bears. Justin does a really good job with that. But I think he's learned a lot himself by being able to, do things a little differently maybe than we do here. Then maybe I really feel it emphasizes, why we do things the way we do here. And he's brought a lot of good things to the table to us and is definitely get more vocal in sharing his opinion, which is what we always want to do is, I don't have all the answers. I need really good people around me, and I'm very fortunate to have very good coaches that bring good things to the table.
Now, last season obviously didn't end the way that you wanted to. You finally get over that Vin Sins hump, and you finally get back to Hutch, and then it all falls apart because of reasons that we have no control over. But what is the NJCAA saying about a potential postseason for next spring?
Dr. Parker has been very adamant about us playing, and has been very, I don't use the word regrettable, of the decision of not playing even without fans, but In hindsight, looking back, I mean, we were 4 days away and could have probably pulled things off. But, you know, you got to learn from the past a little bit. So he's been very adamant about making sure we have a postseason this year. You know, we were always kind of grouped in and related with NCAA basketball because of it being college. But, you know, our dynamic is quite a bit different due to the fact of the fan aspect. We have fans, but not nearly to the level of what they have. And the traveling parties are much different the way we travel. So, you know, it kind of suits us in the junior college level much better than it would suit, you know, the Division I level, what they're trying to do. But, you know, as far as we know, it's you know, and as far as we're being told, that we're moving forward with it. And we want those kids to have that experience of being at the national tournament. I mean, I felt great about where we were heading in. I mean, we had our guys, we had practiced so well leading up to it. But the day, you know, we got the news the day we were supposed to leave that evening. And, you know, felt like we had a really good chance of making a great run out there at the national tournament. And granted, that fire is burning very hot for a lot of these guys still. You know, Sidney Curry was part of that. Jamarion Sharp was part of that. You know, Teon, go down the list. I mean, there's a lot of those guys that feel like there's unfinished business of getting out there and making some noise.
You know, and you bring up those sophomores, but first I want to bring up the freshmen, because I feel like a lot of people in the area that are fans feel like you knocked out of the park. I mean, what I'm hearing about Dre Boyd and Detrick Reeves, good things. Obviously, Jackson Connor and Dawson Yates, they're great players from the high school scene. Hopefully, they can translate to this level. And then Austin Garby, a hometown kid, he's just going to get fans no matter what now. Yeah. But, I mean, just that freshman class that you have right now, I think I missed a few kids even, but it sounds like it's a good freshman class.
Oh, it's a great freshman class built with, you know, great people. We were very fortunate to get kids from this area. And I think that's extremely important with what our program is standing for now. We've had local kids come in here and be successful. But now we're able to get not just local kids, but we're getting very good players that are local kids from, you know, a wide range of, you know, the Jackson Connors that have plenty of options but just want to be here because of what we stand for. And then you get guys like Austin Garby that, you know, just want to be part of hopefully something special, you know, and just do what they can do on a daily basis. And I think that's great because Austin is – going to be a very successful person as he gets older, and being involved in the program now, I think, is going to pay dividends. Just you want those type of people to be involved and be part of this program. You know, Dawson, yeah, he's finally excited to get a Pinckneyville player over here and be able to play for us. And but you know, that freshman group with you know, Detrick Reeves is one of the most talented freshmen we've seen. You know, outside of maybe a Jay Scrub, which is a very good company to be part of. You know, Dre Boyd is just such a play art. He reminds me of an old school SIU player, you know, just a gritty do everything type of guy. And you add that on top of the transfers we got. I mean, I'm very excited about our group and our maturity level of our youngsters, I think is reflecting very heavily how quickly this group is progressing, moving forward into this season, because we already had really good pieces. And I think we've added pieces that could allow us possibly to, you know, really, really have a special season.
Now, Marion and Pinckneyville are going to kill me if I don't just ask it. Is Jackson Connor, Dawson Yates, are they looking like potential starters, or are they going to need to cut their teeth on the bench some?
You know, I mean, it's, I think it's one of those things at this level. I mean, you're 18 years old, you got to learn. Like I tell our guys, I mean, you know, when I recruit them, hey, I've started a walk-on before. I really don't care what you are. If you're good, you're going to play. I mean, we our lineups have traditionally changed quite a bit anyways because of how you perform through the week. Both bring great attributes. I thought, you know, Jackson and Dawson had some of the best practices they've had here as, you know, this past week as they get more comfortable. I think being here in our own gym has really helped since we were, you know, traveling gypsies there for a while with the fire and everything. And, but I do feel that those guys are going to be a very big asset for us as we move forward. You know, I things always change. Never promise any of those things. Like I said, it's, you want to be competitive. You want to go up against somebody really good every day and earn your keep. But they've done a really good job thus far and at this point of, you know, being able to be in that mix and be in that process.
Mario McKinney was a kid that was came a little bit earlier in the transfer side of it, January, I think it was. But from what I've seen, he's looking like maybe that third guy next to Jamarion and Sidney. You know, what's he bringing to the table?
Well, a guy like Mario doesn't come around very often as far as the ability that he brings and his athleticism that he brings. I mean, he is a special player from those aspects. I think him coming here at Christmas has really helped him progress from the standpoint of how we do things and, you know, moving forward with our system and with our accountability. But it's been great. You got a guy that was at the SEC level, you know, playing some games, comes here with some of that knowledge, but yet still very hungry and driven to, you know, get back to the, to that level in a different situation. But I think people will be very surprised with, you know, what Mario was able to bring. He does some things that, you know, Jay Scrubb couldn't do. And that's what's going to be exciting about Mario, is watching that when the combination of Jamar and Sydney being older and better, and then you throw in guys like Dietrich and Cam and Jackson and so on around them. But, you know, Mario has the ability to be as good as he wants to be. I firmly believe he has, you know, he could be the best guard in the country in junior college and one of the best in the country overall, you know, if those things come into play as far as, you know, the development, his skill, him taking the role of being a leader and being, you know, a point guard slash combo guy. So, you know, a lot of moving parts there, but we're really happy where his progress is and really excited to get a chance to watch him play.
Now, I assume Jamarion Sharp and Sidney Kerr are going to be anchoring the post for you this coming year. They're getting a lot of recognition, gotten a lot of scholarships. Usually you get one of those guys and you're like, what a blessing. Yeah. I don't have to worry about it. But you got two of them. I mean, just, seriously, what a blessing to have both of them.
Yeah, we're spoiled. So, I mean, we're spoiled. And we just need to enjoy it. I was standing on the sidelines with Coach Sterrick the other day watching, and we threw some inbound lob, and, you know, Sidney catches it and has his elbows above the rim and, you know, dunks it. And I told Greg, I said, man, it's going to be sad to see that go, you know, but you better enjoy it while we can. Those don't come along very often. But, you know, they've done a good job combating, you know, I think they're a good complement to each other. They combat a lot of their own weaknesses in each other. Like, you know, Jamarion being what he is his strengths are the opposite of Sidney. Sidney's strengths are the opposite of Jamar. And those guys compete against each other every single day. And when you can have two heavyweights every day going at each other, it just makes your guard sit there and watch and appreciate it. And they go harder. You know, those guys have done a great job of setting the tone of what a daily, you know, practice or daily workout needs to be from the standpoint of competition. And they've been through, like I said, that's kind of, they still got that fire burning a little bit because they didn't get to complete last year. Mm-hmm. And I think they're really excited about the fact of what this group brings, what the maturity level is, what our skill level is. And those kids had something taken away from them in a snap of the fingers that has never really happened at that age or really happened to anyone. So they do see how quickly things can go and definitely are not in their control. So you better do it every single day and to the best of your ability, because it can be gone in a, you know, snap of a finger.
What have they improved upon in their games that's going to make them that much more dangerous, both of them coming for this season?
Well, you know, Sidney dropped 20 pounds. So, I mean, that in itself, I mean, he was already, you know, it looked like a Greek god out there. But, you know, now he's down at 252, moving better, jumping better, stamina's better. Outside shot is much improved. I think more so was confidence. He could shoot before he came here. Just sometimes you see that with the freshman. You know, greatly improved his right hand and being comfortable going both ways. So, and I think a lot of that is actually what we talked about before with Jamar. I mean, Jamar makes him have to get better every day because of how hard he goes. And, you know, Jamar got better because of how hard Sidney goes. Yeah. And Jamarion, same thing. Don't just be a shot blocker. You know, be a guy that does a lot of really good things. His outside shooting and ability has been, I mean, some of the best I've seen as far as getting better and progressing of any big I've ever had. But, you know, his confidence with his back to the basket, his free throw shooting, just playing hard all the time. I mean, shoot, you got NBA guys calling and asking about both of them. So, right. You know, that's a good problem to have, and just shows you the progress is paying off with what they're putting forth on a daily basis.
I guess that leads into my final question. I got to ask about Jay. NBA draft, less than a month away now. What would it mean to you for him to go ahead and get? I know it's going to be huge for him if he hears his name called that night, but to you and for the program and all the guys here, what would that mean to see him get drafted, even if it's pick number 60?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one of those things that we'll be excited regardless. We're all proud of Jay and where he's at. And, you know, it's definitely has trended in the right direction. And obviously through all this chaos, you know, it's funny, 18, 19-year-old kids make decisions, and as adults, you always kind of, you know, look at it. But it obviously has played out in his favor and probably a very good decision. You know, he's got a chance to be very successful. He's got a lot of praise from a lot of, you know, GMs that I've talked to across the league. You know, a lot of mock drafts now have him in the first round. And, you know, I've had several guys, you know, several GMs, people that run the, you know, run these programs tell me he's a top 15 talent in the draft. So he's done a very good job of presenting himself in a professional manner. But you know, we're going to be proud of Jay no matter what. I mean, this guy's, you know, that kid stepped on our campus at 17 years old, and 2 years later has progressed at a level that, you know, we didn't. I got to tell people all the time, I didn't do anything. He just did the work. He did what we asked him to do, and now he's put himself in a situation to be successful. We don't want to take any of that, because he deserves all the accolades in this manner, because he's the one that did the work. And, you know, we obviously would be very excited and be a new precedent, I think, for a lot of kids of a different route, a different way you can go to reach your dreams. And, you know, we're all looking forward to it. And, you know, like I told Jay, I said, hey, it's one thing to do it. Now it's, you know, you start over once that drive, you've got to get back to work. And he's been working extremely hard anyways, and just very proud of how he's matured and how he has represented John A. Logan College, you know, throughout this process.
Coach Cosmas Peters, John A. Logan Basketball. We're looking forward to January.
Thanks, buddy.